Welcome, Dr. Moore.
Thanks, Kara.
How are things in Grand Portage?
Things are well here. Right now we're working on a moose project. As you're aware, the Grand Portage Band is concerned about the declining moose population, and that's because this is a very high priority species to the band for cultural and subsistence purposes. Grand Portage Natural Resources Management conducts moose collaring work. We're doing a habitat use study, and we do some population dynamics work. But we have a new project on the horizon. The Grand Portage Band is going to be partnering with the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association and the Nature Conservancy and a number of different federal, state, tribal, and academic agencies to rehabilitate moose habitat.
What is moose habitat?
Well, moose need a diverse forest ecosystem. They need lots of browse available to meet their nutrition needs, and they need some cover for thermal protection and for protection from predators. And there are areas within the state where moose habitat may be degraded. And so what we're going to be doing is writing a collaborative proposal for nearly $6 million to restore some of those habitats used by moose within northeastern Minnesota and the 1854 ceded territory.
That's a pretty big grant.
It is a big grant. And what we intend to do, we propose to restore nearly 19,000 acres of poor quality moose habitat. And some of these lands are owned by the United States Forest Service. Some are owned by Lake and Cook counties. Some of the lands are owned by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. And we're even going to do a little bit of the work here within the Grand Portage Indian Reservation.
What actually has to be done to restore this habitat?
Well, the tools that we intend to use to restore moose habitat include prescribed fire. We'll use some brush shearing to create browse. There's going to be some timber harvest of overmature and low-diversity forests, and we'll be planting preferred species of vegetation that are used by moose. A number of the pieces of land that we will be working on are relatively inaccessible, so for that reason, the forest has become overmature and hasn't been managed as intensively as it could be managed. And our natural fire regime is different than it used to be. So we can use prescribed fire to help to restore the forest, or we can use some of these harvesting practices as well.
And do you expect to receive this grant?
We certainly have a very strong case from a moose population standpoint and from the partnering agencies that are involved. The funding source is the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council, and the primary focus of that funding source is the restoration, protection, and enhancement of wetlands, prairies, forests, and habitat for fish, game, and wildlife. So we're really hitting their highest priority items right on the head. Their secondary focus of this funding is to prevent forest fragmentation and to encourage forest consolidation. So we really think we're hitting their priority objectives with this funding source.
Well, that sounds like there'll be a lot of work being done. Who will carry out the actual labor?
The work will be done by both Lake and Cook counties. They'll have some of the forestry projects underway in those locations. U.S. Forest Service will undertake some of the work. The Grand Portage Band will take on the work here in the Grand Portage Reservation, and the Minnesota DNR will also be doing some of this work. And we'll be partnering with the 1854 Treaty Authority as well.
That's a pretty timely project considering what seems to be happening with the moose population here in northeastern Minnesota.
I absolutely agree.
Well, what else are you engaged in up there?
Well, this week we're going to be taking the students of the Oshke Ogeemaug Charter School out on canoes to teach them how to paddle and to be comfortable in a canoe. These students are in a summer program, and our staff at the Trustlands building will be taking these students out into the woods each week for different activities.
Fun.
Yeah, and other than that, we've been doing some coaster brook trout surveys. We do these every spring, electrofishing Lake Superior shoreline, and we've been seeing good catch rates in our shoreline surveys for the last several years, and this year we've seen some really nice-looking fish as well.
And you've been restoring coaster brook trout, isn't that right?
Yeah, we've been working hard on that since about 1990 or 1991. We began with a stocking program with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and over time we've actually built our own native fish hatchery where we grow and rear brook trout and stock those out as well. And we're really pleased with the results that we've been seeing. It looks like populations are rebounding and the fish are, are surviving and hopefully getting to the point where they can spawn successfully on their own.
We've been talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist with Grand Portage Trust Lands. I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, bye-bye.